Bill Panos is, he's the North Dakota DOT Executive Director. He was appointed by Governor Burgum in September of 2016, which means that he walks in the room, they're like, okay, the boss is here. That's who he is. He's the one that heads up the North Dakota Department of Transportation. So I wanted to get a chance to visit with him and talk to him about infrastructure. Mr. Panos, good to have you on News and Views.
Joel, it's good to be with you again and with your listeners.
So, you know, the guys and gals are out there working. I have to tell you, they you know, all the road construction that's going on, let's begin with this. You've got it marked clearly. People better be safe in some of these construction zones because they're working pretty close to some moving traffic.
Yeah, we have an amazing team of DOT employees and team members, but also our contractors and subcontractors that are working throughout the state while we have some good weather to be able to improve our roads and bridges. And we always ask citizens to slow down and watch for workers. And safety is at the forefront of what we do at the DOT. And we want all of our workers every single day and all of our contracting workers to return home to their families every night.
You bet. And I'm glad we had the opportunity to do that. And that's probably how we should have started this conversation. Director Panos, I want to ask you this. The new infrastructure bill and the needs that you have out there in the state of North Dakota to build and to keep up the type of infrastructure that North Dakotans need. What does this new infrastructure bill look like to you? Because in your line of work by now, I know that you've read it or at least seen the highlights of it.
Yeah, the federal bill process is very complicated, but let me do the best I can at explaining it to you and your listeners. First is we have two different efforts going on, one in the House and one in the Senate. And our incredible federal delegation, Representative Armstrong, Senator Hoeven, Senator Kramer, have done a great job of representing this amazing state back there in this process. The House is moving their version of the bill along. Last week, something called the House Rules Committee passed the infrastructure bill through there. And the Rules Committee is important because it decides what's going to be voted on the House floor. Now, on the Senate side, they're almost done with their proposal, and they have to make a decision as to whether or not they're going to send it to the floor in July. If both the House sends their version to the floor in July and the Senate sends their version in July, we could see a bill that moves through that incorporates both the president's job plan and incorporates infrastructure as well. And so that's where they're at right now. And in terms of the process, and it's a little complicated, I know, but this is the way these things are worked out. And we hope that the things that we have been asking for are going to continue to be in both versions, both the House and Senate versions. Again, our delegation has done a fantastic job of making sure that the things that North Dakota needs are in these bills.
Do you have their commitment then to vote for it?
No, I can't speak for how it'll all turn out. We're still early in the process. Once these two bill versions move out, they will then go into either reconciliation or a conference committee. And reconciliation is more partisan than conference committee. And I don't know where all that's going to end up. So
yeah,
all
Bill,
of the things that
I think a lot of people understand the process. I do.
Okay.
What I'm asking is clearly you're in contact with the delegation. And, you know, a couple times in what you said there, you feel they're doing a very good job on this. So what I'm saying is it still doesn't pass if you get the things in it, if you don't vote for it. And so, you know, have they given you then any indication of what it will have to look like for them to vote for it?
We're moving along in that process. So remember, we're still early. So I don't know what the final bill is going to look like. I don't think they do either. So it's too early to tell. But the things that we need, the highway formula funding that has been used for decades, by us in all rural states has been retained in both the Senate and the House bill. And both of the bodies, both House and Senate, are proposing increases to transportation funding. These are positive signs that are moving in the right direction.
Well, and I think that that's no big surprise, looking at what the infrastructure goals were and looking at the numbers that coincide with it. Is there anything specific in there, Bill, that you look to and say, if we get this, we can put it to work right away because we have a need?
The bills have been designed so that, and our work up to this point, which has been months now, is designed so we can put things to work right away. We as a state have to prepare for that, and we have been preparing for the last year. So as soon as these bills come out, we can put the dollars to work, and we can put people to work. And we're not talking about a few jobs. We're talking about thousands of jobs as these bills move forward. And if we are to get the kind of levels of funding that they are proposing, it'll be a significant increase for all of rural states around the country, including North Dakota. And infrastructure is great this way. We can put those dollars to work immediately, and they will create jobs immediately and help our energy economy and agricultural economy in the state.
I know you wanted to bring up Vision Zero. Can you tell the public what that is?
Vision Zero is our statewide program to reduce the number of fatalities on our state's highways. We've had 39 crashes in 2021. Crash deaths in 2021. And now, unfortunately, this is in line with what we saw in 19 and 21, but we have to do so much better. One death is one too many. And so you'll see a lot of activity out on the state's roads to try and reduce crashes and reduce fatality. You know, about 30% of our fatalities are from motorcyclists, ATV riders, bicyclists, and pedestrians. And that's an interesting statistic because we haven't seen that many in a long time. So it's not just about cars and trucks. It's about all people that are using or are around our different ways that we move around North Dakota. And that includes bicyclists, pedestrians. So we want everybody to be as safe as they can as they're moving around our state.
Question comes in for you by text. Can the DOT director tell us what the economic multiplier impact is for every dollar invested in roads and bridges? How many times is $1 invested turn in the North Dakota economy?
Yeah, I'm pulling out a piece of paper right now. I just did a report for our cabinet that looks at that very issue. And if we were to receive, let's say, $300 million in additional funding from the federal government, it would create 4,000 new jobs here. And within 1 year, we would see $475 million in GDP growth. If we were to receive $600 million, that's over 8,600 jobs and $995 million in GDP growth within the first year.
Well, all of that is perfect. That's the goals of the bill. With the conversations you're clearly having with the delegation and the high expectations that you're having, I hope then you convince them to vote for it. Because without votes, you're not going to get that money. So I thank you, Bill, for coming on. I appreciate it. And as we started this, let's all be safe out there. There's a lot of construction going on our roads.
There is. And yeah, we want everybody to be safe out there. I really enjoy being on your show. And so thank you. And thanks to all of your listeners. Please be safe out there.
You bet.